970-823-9202.
Welcome again to another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. We do this podcast for folks that live in the Jasper, Blairsville, Blue Ridge, Big Canoe, North Georgia Mountains. You know, if you're in North Georgia, and especially in Jasper, Georgia, Faith Pest Control is your one-stop shop for pest control and getting an exterminator that knows what he's doing. Now, I like to consider myself one of the biggest pest dummies in the world. I don't know the answers to questions. That's why all I do is introduce Fred and let him ask questions. But we thought it might be fun for me to ask three or four questions that maybe some of you folks have. And in fact, what you should do is you should always call Faith Pest Control when you have a question about bugs. So I'm going to ask this question. These are things I don't know, Fred, and let's see if we can stump Fred on a couple of questions, but I don't think we can because he is the pest expert. Are you here, Fred?
I'm here, Mikey.
Okay.
Fire away.
All right. What kind of diseases do mosquitoes bring to the world? I mean, can I get something from a mosquito that could make me sick or kill me or my pets? What are the problems mosquitoes do?
More than anything else, they're a nuisance to most people. They don't seem to bother me at all. But the first two really diseases that come to mind are West Nile. Is it dengue? And as far as diseases with mosquitoes for humans. Now, most people... I'm assuming most people know, but maybe they don't. But the heartworms in your dogs, that is a mosquito-borne problem. They get bit by a mosquito, and I don't really know the whole process about it, but that's how they get heartworm disease. My vet tells me in Georgia, in North Georgia specifically, that's where we're at, 60% of all dogs will either have or will have the heartworm disease.
Well, you know, that could be something people don't know. They don't realize that when they're letting their pets out and these mosquitoes, that could be a good reason to have a mosquito treatment for your yard to protect your pets from heartworms. So, I'm glad I asked that question. So I'm gonna go to another area, and we'll just have a few questions today. Every once in a while, we'll do Mike the Dummy questions. How's that? That'll be a nice series. I remember years ago that I had a yellow jacket nest because I didn't know yellow jackets build their nests underground in your yard. You know, they're not up in trees. You know, when you see a hornet's nest, you see something that looks like grayish paper. You can identify that. But I didn't know yellow jackets, you know, were in a little, I don't know, do they tunnel themselves a little tunnel, or do they find holes in the ground? But anyway, they were in the ground. So I'd love to know how they get in the ground. But my favorite story was I was mowing and one flew out when I mowed over top of his nest, and he stung me on the leg. So I called a friend of mine, and he said, pour gasoline in the nest and light it on fire. He left out, do it at night when they're asleep. So when I poured that gasoline in that hole, I didn't even get a chance to light it. They came flying out of there, and they attacked my hand, and that's the worst sting I've ever had in my life. So talk about how they get in the ground. And, you know, what would be something that you would recommend to do that would be safe? You know, should I have called a professional? Because I know one thing, I'll never do it again. Talk about yellow jackets in the ground, because I bet you there's a lot of people in North Georgia that have them.
Yes, there are. Now, I'm not 100% sure about if they dig their nest or if they take advantage of a hole that's already there. My thought is both, that they might take advantage of a hole that's already there, as well as create their own or modify the one they find. But they build a nest. It would make you think of a wasp nest, but it's big. And it, I don't recommend that a homeowner. Well, I mean, I don't know that I want to say that. When if you don't ever approach the nest face first, kind of stand off away from the nest if you see where they're going and coming, and kind of look at their flight pattern. And so you don't want to interrupt their flight pattern. Yellow jackets will have what we would call guard bees. So their job is to protect the entrance to the nest from intruders. So if they detect you as a threat, they will, you know, come to sting you. Now, yellow jackets, when they sting, they can sting multiple times, and they release a pheromone that tells other yellow jackets in the nest that there's an intruder and I need help to defend the nest against this intruder. You know, knock on wood, it may happen today, but I've been in this business 21 years and I've only been stung one time. And that's because I approach the nest head on and I know better. Generally I can walk up to the nest and inject the insecticide that needs to be put in there and not really have much problem at all. And I do it during the middle of the day. The school of thought is to do it at night when all the inhabitants are in there, but I just don't want to have to go back. If I get called to a yellow jacket's nest, some people don't even know what they have. So, you know, I get called out, I go to a yellow jacket's nest, I treat it then and there, I don't wait. So it's they're treatable. They're not aggressive unless provoked, but if provoked, they can be very aggressive. Like if you run over a yellow jacket's nest with a lawnmower and it's a push mower, the reality is you're probably going to get stung half a dozen times, if not more.
Well, that's great. That's great information. You know, I'm having fun with this. So I'll tell you what, just to keep this a little shorter show, we'll save some questions and we'll do Mike the Dummy series another time. I got enough questions to probably last you a lifetime, Fred. But see, you know, Fred is the expert in Jasper, Blairsville, Blue Ridge, Big Canoe. When you know, Fred, tell us how they can get in touch with you if they have a bug problem and they need you to help.
If you need to get a hold of us, you can call us at 770-823-9202. And please, when you call, ask to speak to me. I'll be more than happy to speak with you, answer any questions you may have. And my name's Fred Talley.
All right, then. This podcast is produced as a community service for all the folks in Jasper, Georgia and surrounding areas. You can get us in Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and Google, anywhere that podcasts, or even on the web. You can listen on your web browser, on your phone, on your tablet. Share, you know, we have a little mantra, know us, like us, share us, and subscribe to us. If you'll do those things, you'll be in the loop and you'll have a pest-free home in Jasper, Georgia. Until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can 770-823-9202.